Аудиозапись номер 4 к заданию 1. Listen to the interview with Jennifer Morrison and complete the statement.
Today in our studio we have an honourable guest, Ms. Jennifer Morrison, a well-known children's writer. Hi and welcome, Jennifer.
Hello and thank you for the invitation.
Jennifer, now many school leavers are not so far from the end of school, thinking about their future careers. Some of them have already chosen their future occupations, others haven't made their final choices yet. What advice can you give to them?
I think I can tell them a few words about myself. In school, I did well in many subjects, but felt discouraged by the teachers. Each of them told me to work harder in their subjects, but I wasn't sure which of the school subjects I might need in the future.
So you decided to do your best in all of them, didn't you?
No, I didn't. I suddenly understood that I was responsible for my own education and for my future. I felt that my school wasn't doing enough. If you want to become a knowledgeable person, you can't wait for others to give you information and knowledge. I began to read as much as I could and found it very useful.
Do you advise our school leavers to read more?
Reading books is not the only source of information they can use, but it's definitely the most important one. It develops imagination, helps to solve problems, offers you various examples and experiences, gives you facts you can rely upon.
What else, in your opinion, can help pupils to make the right decision?
My advice is to ask yourself why you would like to choose this or that profession. If it's only for the prestige or the money it gives, you may be making a mistake.
So money and prestige are irrelevant, aren't they?
On the contrary, they are important. And I know that young people want to be well paid and do the jobs that are highly respected by the society. I only want to stress that these should not be the only things that should attract you in your future career. So my advice is to try and learn more about your prospective job. Consult people who are already in the profession and remember you are free to make your own choice.